Name of God, Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Our soul's greatest hunger is for peace. We seek after it everywhere, except where it is to be found. Lent is well acquainted with our ways. Lent greets us as souls on the run. It meets us in all our running to and fro in search of that peace which Jesus taught us the world cannot give us. We could say it's a fitting irony that there's been a recent movement for ashes to go. The priest stands on a train platform or out on a church site while chasing after foreheads. Perhaps you've seen this taking place out there or caught it on the evening news. It's a practice that has some merit. Better our quick encounter with "Remember that thou art dust" than no encounter at all. Souls on the run. Our spiritual unrest takes many forms, we know well, but Lent focuses in on one in particular. Lent reminds us that as souls on the run, we yet have hope. And not only do we have hope, ours is sure and certain hope. God loves us. We have been reconciled to God through the one oblation of himself once offered. We belong to Jesus now, in whom all hope rests secure. Jesus promises, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one." This is the voice of our good shepherd. We belong to the one who has us securely and leads our way surely. For this reason, Lent asks us to forget about hope in ourselves. Our hope is not in being good or good enough. Our hope is not in our will or our willpower. It's not in perfect faith or piety. It is in being unsnatchable. It is in being one of his sheep. Lent is really about the good shepherd and his sheep. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have all turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. This is what happened, and it holds true eternally. From Calvary to Lent 2017, the salvation song remains the same. Our great need meets God's great love, and in that truth is our peace. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our sins from us, says our psalm. Lent offers up front what we think we need to seek, reconciliation with the Father through Jesus Christ. So what are we doing in Lent? At bottom, it's to stop running. We face into the truth about ourselves. We are sinners worthy of judgment, but instead find amazing grace. In Lent, we face into our mortality. We begin to recontextualize our lives in light of the eternal and stop our desperate grasping at this life. We try to be more cooperative sheep. We repent of great sins. We come and sit at the feet of Jesus, his disciples again. We increase our charity. Most of all, we stand before his cross and count the cost for him and for us. And we wait before his tomb until we see the glory he promised of the resurrection to eternal life. This can be a tall order in a world of unbelief, rushing to and fro and in desperate flight from reality. But Lent is our friend. Lent knows how tired we are from running. Lent says to us, "Peace, be still." Receive the ashes, and most of all, receive your hope. I pray for you a Lent filled with that hope, a hope not found in ourselves, but in the one who loves us more than we can know or imagine, the one who chases after foreheads and bids us rest. Holy Lent, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.